Preston and Steve Fun Size.
Can you feel it?
Yeah.
The excitement. We're getting ready to reveal all those activities you've been dying to know about, but not before we have a little song.
Oh, the holiday activities list is here. You know Kathy's been thirsting, researching, and bursting to bring us some cheer. Oh, I can't wait to see what's on the list this year. Maybe potato latkes or fun things for Kwanzaa, or even a mix of them both. Though that seems unlikely, it might be fun to see a rabbi in African clothes. African clothes. I have gone so far off track, it is clear. I'm supposed to be telling of all of the fun things Kathy has this year. Kathy's holiday activities. Kathy's holiday activities. Kathy's holiday activities. List is here.
How about that, Kyle McCarty? So talented.
Now hey. I'm in the mood. Now yeah. I feel like it's Christmas time.
Now you're ready
time.
For that. All right, thank you, Kyle, for that. That was last year's. It was so good. We had to use that song again this year. We'll play it when we're done again because I love it so much. All right, Kathy, where do we begin this year?
Okay, so first I want to say, obviously, these times are different and, you know, a lot of things, a lot of these activities are going to be different. But just keep in mind, like, most of the time, and the reason I started doing these lists was because of the joy it brought to my son and my family going out and doing these activities. So keep in mind, your kids are supposed to be the center of this. There are a few things for adults, but let's make sure that we bring the holiday joy into our kids' lives, even though there is a pandemic.
Good advice.
And I also need to bring into this Acme Markets, the sponsor of Kathy's Holiday Activity List 2020, fresh foods and local flavors. So thank you, Acme, for being a part of this.
Need we remind you one of the superstars of the 2020 Camp Out for Hunger?
Exactly. And you can go to PrestonandSteve.com for Kathy's Holiday Activities 2020 list. So let's get started.
Okay, so we're going to start off with one activity that I've already done. So it is Winter on Broad Street, a holiday light spectacular. And a lot of people have heard about this. It's at the Wells Fargo Center. They blasted it out everywhere. So you've probably seen it already. But let me just tell you, I went out and we walked through it. It is great. I wasn't sure what to expect in a parking lot at the Wells Fargo. I kind of thought like, oh, they're, you know, jumping on the bandwagon here. But it's great. I mean, the lights are, I don't know if it's because it's brand new or what, but the lights were so bright. And they sort of went with like, it's like Christmas balls, Christmas trees, as opposed to like snowmen and reindeer and things like that, which sometimes that can get complicated. And I think it can sometimes takes away from the, you know, the decoration that's, or the display that's out. So the lights are so bright. There's 193 larger than life displays, more than a half a million light bulbs, which Jace told me while we were there, because I guess he saw a sign and he read it. So they have a 25-foot reindeer. They've got a 12-foot snowflake. They've got tons of Christmas trees, Christmas balls, in addition to the festive lights, which is great to walk through. We went through twice. Like, once you're in, I believe you can walk through as many times as you want. We did.
Kathy, how much of the parking lot is consumed with this?
So that was the thing. Driving by, you can see it on 95.
Yeah.
It wasn't lit up when we drove by, and I was like, oh, okay. Once we got there and they turned everything on, it's pretty cool. And then I was able to drive by again when it was lit up, and it looks really cool. It's not a huge part of the parking lot.
Yeah.
It's Wells Fargo Center, which faces 95, and it takes up the majority of that side.
Still big.
Yeah, but listen, nothing's going on down there right now except for this.
Yeah.
So there's plenty of parking, and parking is free. Which
awesome.
I hate going down there, try to figure out where you're parking. There's other events taking place. So just know that you're going to go down there, and you're going to have a place to park. So not only are the lights spectacular, but they actually have an entire marketplace set up. So there's different, you can do a little bit of Christmas shopping. And what I loved was that they have Philadelphia sports teams, holiday merchandise that's only available at the marketplace. So you can't go online and buy it. You have to go to this event to pick it up.
That's very cool. So we heard this was coming. So you're giving it two thumbs up.
Absolutely. It was great. We really enjoyed it.
Oh, next one. Sorry, here we go. I got to be ready on that.
Yeah, sorry about that. So this is the second thing. We've actually already done this as well. And I think this is really cool for anybody who is not comfortable, because there are still people that are not comfortable leaving their house. They want to stay in. They don't want to go to the mall to get a picture with Santa. It's a virtual Santa visit. And again, it was awesome. So it's jingleRing.com. You can find all the information on PrestonandSteve.com. But jingleRing.com is offering a 10-minute one-on-one personalized meeting with the real Santa live from the North Pole.
Wow.
You can see the toys being made behind him. And listen, we're positive it was the real Santa, because he knew everything about Jace. He knew how well-adjusted Jace has been with the hybrid learning and virtual learning. He also asked about the cats that he left us 3 years ago under the tree.
Wow,
so,
he knows.
Yeah, he knows. We were positive that it was him.
Did Annabelle show up at any point?
No, and it was, we just went with
just
Santa.
No,
I jumped her.
All right.
Annabelle.
And listen, another great thing about this is the video conference with Santa allows for four people to watch. So if you come from a divorced household, mom and dad are in different, you know, houses, or
that's
you
great.
Have grandparents that are in a different state and can't be with you right now, they can tune in and they can watch. And then at the end of it, you get the video and you'll get a group picture sent to you.
So honestly, Kathy, I have to believe that post pandemic, this is going to be something that's going to hang around, because that gives a great opportunity in people in you know, different parts of the country to participate in a really sweet thing.
Yeah, you know, it was really cool. And listen, Mrs. Claus is very busy taking care of the elves and the reindeer, but she can join the visit if you request her ahead of time.
Okay.
And just a note, so if you go to the virtual Santa visit website right now, check if scheduling an appointment isn't working, you can check back later today. They're going to open up more appointments, and so you can do that later today. So don't give up if you click right now, and it's not allowing you to make an appointment.
It can get overwhelmed, but just revisit it later on.
Yes, they are putting more visits up. Okay, number three on the list. This is more so for the parents who need a night out. It's Light Up the Vines. So there's something called the Bucks County Wine Trail, and it consists of seven wineries. So they've all come together, and they're going to illuminate for the first time ever the Light Up the Vines, the holiday light event. Yeah, kicks off this Saturday. It looks like there might be a little bit of rain in the forecast. It's rain or shine, but each winery is decorated in festive lights and will offer a variety of different options. Of course, great wines will be at each one, but there'll be food trucks, live music, fire pits, and you know, different activities at each winery. So details on what each winery is offering for the kickoff event can be found on the website. Reservations are not required unless you're a party of six or more, but just keep in mind the fire pits are first come, first served basis. Space is limited at each winery to allow for adequate social distancing, but the light display will continue through January 2nd. So the information that I gave is just for the kickoff event, which is on Saturday, but they're going to continue this until January 2nd, and they'll update some of the activities that are taking place at each winery on the website.
And this is one you have not done yet?
No, I'm going to go on Saturday.
Okay, though. Cool.
All right, up next, number four. So this is really, really cool. It's a popular activity in itself, but they've had to change it up a bit. So it's Maria's Mom's Italian Cookie Cupboard Bake Camp. The Santa Bake Camp at Maria's Mom's is a popular activity for kids and parents. So due to COVID, the shop took their program, and instead of doing it in person, they're packing it up inside a box, and they're going to Zoom it your way for an online baking class.
So they send you the fix-ins, and you do it online.
So you actually have to pick it up, because it's some of the cookies and some of the stuff that's being used is pretty delicate, so they don't want to ship it and have, you know, the gingerbread house and all of that break. breakup, but she's located in Marlton, New Jersey. Santa joins Maria to instruct the class, although I've been told that Santa isn't much of a baker and he really just eats all the treats. This year's theme is Charlie Brown Christmas, so it's giving participants the opportunity to decorate Snoopy's doghouse. Now, that's one camp. That's one bake camp. You can decorate Snoopy's doghouse, or Maria's also offering Make It and Bake It, which is a box that you can bring home. There's no Zoom class involved in this. It's just a box that includes all the ingredients and all the decorations and all of the instructions that you'll need to make a shortbread Charlie Brown cookie with the Christmas lights and cocoa snowballs.
That's pretty cool. And you said it's Naked and Bake It?
Make it. She said that to it first. I'm like, hey, now we're getting somewhere.
I love the Charlie Brown stuff. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really cool. And both kits can be picked up at their Marlton, New Jersey location. All of the information on the website. And I spoke to Maria a number of times. She's awesome. Jace and I are actually doing one of the camps this weekend.
Cool.
Up next, Preston, number 5. So if you are okay leaving the house, you still want to have your kids bake, there's the Silly Spoons holiday baking classes, and that is in person. So if you have a little chef, a young baker in the family, you're going to love this. So there's holiday-themed classes that are both a child and a parent, and then there's another option where you just drop the kids off. The Newtown-based Cooking School for Kids is offering weekend classes that will teach your child how to make desserts from scratch. Reindeer brownie bites, snowman cupcakes, and design your own gingerbread house. Every class includes the custom-made kit, the recipe, something that the kids can take away to eat, and then it comes with a chef hat. Yeah, and it's a school that's all year round, but obviously right now during the holiday season, they're doing holiday classes. But the young chefs utilize a variety of kitchen tools, ingredients, and techniques that build confidence and encourage creativity and fun in the kitchen.
This wouldn't be something for like adults, though. This is something clearly
just for kids.
Yeah. Just for kids, but some of the classes are for parent and child.
Okay. Nice.
And space is limited, so if you're interested in this, I would suggest going to the website now and grabbing one of those spots.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Preston, up next, number 6. Holiday activities. Every year, I choose a different holiday train. I think this might be the last that we have to try. There may be one more.
Okay.
But anyway, this year we're going with the Colebrookdale Railroad, which is in Boyertown. Due to COVID-19 restrictions, like all of the other activities, the excursions have been reimagined to be both socially distanced and kid-approved. So we're going to be riding the Santa's Polar Express. There's a number of different excursions you can pick. That's the one that we picked. It's a beautiful train journey, which includes hot chocolate, cookies for the kids, singing your favorite carols, a gift for every child, and then the opportunity for kids to give their Christmas letter to Santa.
Kathy, how are the different excursions, how are they different from each other? I mean, some include...
So the Polar Express is during the day, and that's, you know, the typical Polar Express. And then they have the 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, which is an evening train ride where you'll see lights and things like that.
I like that.
Wearing your pajamas or something.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That's the pajama train ride.
Okay.
And there's
an annoying kid you want to bitch slap.
Yeah.
There's always one.
You're going to have some hot chocolate?
And then they actually offer a snowflake special ride, which is after Christmas. So it's the 26th through December 31st.
Hey, Kathy, I know you mentioned that you do a different one every year. Do you have any idea how many of them there are in our area?
So, like, you do have to travel a little bit for some of them. Like, there's one out in Newtown. The one in Westchester I did a couple of years ago. That was great.
The Strasburg one?
Yep. You know what? That's the only other one that I haven't done. There's one out in Ringos. I think it is. Ringos, New Jersey.
It's next to Janos and Paul.
Stop it. Did the one in Westchester, did it go into the media area? Because we did one. It was a long time ago. It's when I lived down that way. That went, was kind of over by Glenn Mills.
You know what, Preston?
And I think it went out to Westchester and then came back. So I'm not sure.
It had to have been that
But
one.
It was so much fun. I mean, they had like a guy playing the banjo. Yes.
Really?
And we did that for my son's birthday.
It was so much fun.
I want to do... So, Kathy, so right now... I mean, this one seems great. This is the last one. You have two more to do. You said this one and another one, right?
In Stroudsburg, But okay. I did the Newtown. I did the one in New Jersey. I did the Westchester one. I mean, I really liked all of them. Colebrookdale is this year, so I haven't been on it yet. But of the ones that I did do, I really liked Westchester.
How long is the excursion?
I think they're about an hour.
Wow.
Most of them, you know, maybe a little longer.
I have to do one this year.
Yeah,
I'm going to do this one then.
And Steve, listen, in typical Steve Morrison fashion, there is a VIP ticket that you can get that is well worth it. I'll just say that.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, and, well, are they going to look at me weird if it's just my wife and I and no kids?
No, no. Okay. You, especially if you get the VIP.
Okay. Because your wife can
have a your wife can have a drink and no, you'll be fine.
Okay. Right. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Sorry.
All right. Number seven on the list. So this is the first time they're doing this. First time ever, Diggerland in Westboro, New Jersey is doing the Holidig drive-through light show.
Oh, it's a drive-through.
It's a drive-through light show, yeah. So it started on November 18th. It goes through January 3rd. Starts at 5:30 in the evening, goes till 9:30 every night. It's about a mile-long course. They said there's hundreds of thousands of lights, holiday displays throughout the construction theme park.
God, and I want to go to Diggerland.
Yeah, we went. They've done so much to it now since we've been there. It was much smaller. They've added a water park.
They did a little more digging.
Yeah, they did a lot more digging. And now, yeah, they're doing this holiday drive-through, and then afterwards you can enjoy tasty treats and hot chocolate at the Forklift Cafe.
Forklift, because it's heavy machinery.
And you use a fork to eat.
And you lift it up to your mouth.
There you do.
Number eight on the list.
By the way, this brought to you by Acme Market.
Okay, so there's three words in the title of this next activity that are probably my favorite words in the world. Succulent, Christmas, and workshop.
Ah. Succulent Christmas workshop.
So it's the Succulent Christmas Tree Workshop. It's the latest holiday trend to go viral. I think it was Martha Stewart who posted a picture of this back like in September of this succulent Christmas tree, and it just started going nuts. You guys know how the ladies are about succulents. So
nice
I
squat over mine.
Oh. Wow.
Keep going.
Just
keep going.
Wow. Okay. Thanks, Dick. So back in the fall, I did the pumpkin succulent with terrarium therapy. And so I sent them a picture of this and I said, hey, do you do this? And she said, no, but let me look into it. Sure enough, the plant-based workshop did a little research, and now they're offering in-person and virtual succulent Christmas tree workshops.
Kathy, we're looking at some of this, at least one of these succulent Christmas trees. It looks great.
It's cool, right?
It's pretty cool.
So this was another one. The day after Thanksgiving, I did this with a friend of mine with terrarium therapy. We did the virtual option. So, it's a Zoom class. You basically log on. You place your order, and they'll send you a box with everything you need. So, like, all of the succulents, the cone that comes with it, the floral wire, decorative bells, preserved moss, everything you'll need to take the class, and then you just log on, and they go step by step through to take you through it to build this succulent Christmas tree. They also offer in person, so a lot of their events are held at breweries, wineries, and restaurants. Obviously, the link to their website will be up, and you can click that and you can sign up for one of the classes. They have two size trees. You can do an 8-inch tree or an 11-inch tree. If you're looking at the picture on our website, I did the 11-inch, so mine is the larger of the two.
Wow.
The workshop, yeah, they say is a safe and fun way to gather with your loved ones. And they'll ship anywhere in the United States. So the class that we did, there were actually people in California that were doing the class with us.
Kathy, do they... Could you give something like this as a gift?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Here's the thing. They close if you're doing the virtual option, they will close the signups because they've got to get everything packed and shipped out in time for you to have it.
Okay.
So their classes go into the middle of December. So, just click on it and sign up if you want to take part in that. Okay, number nine.
All right. And by the way, all these activities available at PrestonandSteve.com. Holiday activities.
We're going to Delaware for this one. I like to touch on each state in the tri-state area. The Grand, a nonprofit arts organization, is creating a drive-through light show on Wilmington's waterfront.
Mm. Oh, that's beautiful.
Because it reflects off the water.
Yep. Yeah. Animated displays, interactive music, and holiday cheer is what you can expect to experience during this electric trail. It's only $25 a vehicle, so you can pack everyone into a car and pay $25. You do have to get the tickets ahead of time, and this is a little bit of a shorter drive-through light show. It takes about 10 minutes, so maybe if you have kids, this might be a good one for them. And then finally on the list, number 10. Holiday activities. So for me, what brings me into the holiday spirit is basically bundling up, get your hat, your jacket, your gloves, bundle up and do some outdoor shopping, like at a holiday market. To me, that just screams the holiday season. So what I'm suggesting is to shop local and shop outdoors. Chestnut Hill Stag and Doe Nights. It's
okay, I just heard about this. This is getting great reviews.
So listen, Chestnut Hill is one of the prettiest neighborhoods, small neighborhoods in the city, and it's absolutely gorgeous during the holiday season. They line Germantown Avenue and the cross streets with beautiful holiday lights and decorations, and then they do the annual Stag and Doe Night, which is every Wednesday night in December. The evening features extended store hours, holiday specials. You can make your own ornament at the AR Workshop and horse-drawn carriage rides. You can also get a glimpse of Santa. There'll be a brass quartet playing on the street. And Chestnut Hill is also the home to Bredenbeck's Bakery.
Yes.
They have a lot of, you know, famous treats, a lot of holiday treats that you can pick up there.
I can imagine that being really, really beautiful. Because Chestnut Hill, just anytime, in summertime, go walking down the street, it's just a gorgeous village of sorts.
That's my jam now.
You light it up, it's got to be absolutely stunning.
Kathy, Claire, my wife brought this. I know my wife is Claire, but I'm saying for people who don't know, she had mentioned this. And I had no idea they do this, so we're definitely going to go to it.
Yeah, Steve, I'm going out to this as well. And then for the first time ever, the amazing Christmas Village is set up in Bensalem. So it's at the Neshaminy Square Shopping Center. It's the first year they're doing this, and it's a place, an outdoor market where you can shop, you can eat, and they say you can be merry while you're there as well. Huh. They kicked off the holiday season with a Christmas tree lighting ceremony. It happened on Friday the 27th. Vendors are selling items such as holiday decorations, toys, homemade decor, and jewelry. And then they also have fresh cut Christmas trees and Christmas flowers. So if you go out, you do a little shopping at the market, you can pick up a Christmas tree as well.
Wow.
That's I love them all.
Hold on, I'm not done.
What?
I thought you raised your hand.
No, go ahead. Sorry.
No, so I've got one more. We cannot end this without...
Drum roll.
Holiday activities. An outdoor holiday market, the Christmas Village in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
The authentic open-air German-style Christmas market at Love Park and City Hall will again return for the 2020 holiday season with a new socially distanced layout. This year's outdoor shopping will be set up with a one-way system around the outer limits of Love Park, and masks are required at all times. But, I mean, that's just, that's a favorite to head there. And I just want to make one note, because I did have one other thing that was on this list. It was the Kennett Square Market, their holiday market at the Creamery. I got an email over the weekend, and they decided to cancel it. Yeah, it's one of the best ones, but because of COVID, they've decided to cancel it. They will bring it back next year. But, yeah, I just wanted to give a mention for anybody who, because a lot of people will go there year after year.
Yeah.
They are not having it this year, but they will bring it back next year.
You provided a list of very solid options and alternatives.
Yes, there's a ton of stuff. And like I said, most of these I'm going out to. I'm really excited. We've already started. We've got a busy weekend planned. So I hope it's helpful. A lot of people sent me messages asking what was going to be on the list. Here it is. And I hope it helps bring some joy to your holiday season.
It's perfect.
I have a question for you and or Marissa. The Christmas Village in Philadelphia, do they have that cheese, melty cheese thing that goes on the bread?
Listen, they sent a press release and a bunch of pictures over, and it included that. My guess is yes. Marissa, do you know for sure?
Let's see.
She's giving thumbs up.
Kathy, you are my ultimate guidance on this. So I don't know, Nick. I've only been to the local part of it on Dilworth. Okay. So
yeah,
I'm
going Nick, they do have a station, though, where you can put melted cheese on your succulents.
All right. Well, that's festive.
Yeah,
all
Nick, it was like a main part of their press release. So my guess is that it is out there.
I sure hope so.
All right. So these are all great. I'm definitely going to do a couple of these because, people are just going nuts to go do something holiday in the holiday spirit. These are great options. The train ones, definitely. That and the Chestnut Hill Stags and Wags or whatever it is.
Stag and Dows.
I'm going to be doing that
Stags
as well.
Stags and Wags.
Nice. Well done, Kathy Romano. An outstanding list this year.
Hey,
sponsored by Acme Markets, fresh foods, local flavors. And if you missed out on a portion of the list or maybe you didn't get a chance to make some notes, you can go to PrestonandSteve.com. And Kathy's Holiday Activities 2020 list is right there.
Yep. In booth number 39, Radclette Stube. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right or not, but it's freshly made melted Radclette cheese and a fresh baguette. So
Raclette.
Yeah,
it sounded too similar to something else the other way.
All right, and with that, we have to hear the song one more time.
Yeah.
Holiday Activities list.
Oh, the holiday activities list is here. You know Kathy's been thirsting, researching, and bursting to bring us some cheer. Oh, I can't wait to see what's on the list this year. Maybe potato latkes or fun things for Kwanzaa, or even a mix of them both. Though that seems unlikely, it might be fun to see a rabbi in African clothes. African clothes. I have gone so far off track, it is clear. I'm so pushed, I'll be telling of all of the fun things Kathy has this year. Kathy's holiday activities. Kathy's holiday activities. Kathy's holiday activities. List is here.
One more time. Former intern Kyle McCarty with that amazing song that he puts up for us every year. We absolutely love it.
Get the whole Preston and Steve show or the Bizarre Files podcast at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.